from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I need a cigar or something.
Look, man, this is crazy. After Bob Melvin got thrown out in the first inning, I didn't think the Giants were going to have this opportunity to win this game. This is crazy. Five in the 10th inning.
I'm just here for you to amuse yourself. That brings me joy.
We really got 2 more hours now.
Yeah, we do. What am I going to do now?
We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Yeah.
10 a.m. with the insiders.
Well, yeah. It does feel like it does kind of feel like an emotional like dump now. It's like, what? I don't know. I'm like relieved. I don't know what to do next.
Honestly, John, don't trade Brandon Ayuk. I'm not up for it right now.
Yeah, please don't.
Please. Will's going
to
join us in 15 minutes.
We do have people to talk to.
And then Matt George will be with us about an hour after that. His normal time slot, main event on a Thursday, Matt George will be with us. Mm. Y'all right over there?
I'm good. I'm plugged in. I'm plugged
okay.
in.
I was just making sure.
The game that we just witnessed, you said it might be better than
it might be. There could be a little recency bias. I can't give it that
because of the gold medal aspect of it. Sure. Although I didn't say this, but I felt while watching that game, especially in the fourth quarter, it was like this is the gold medal game.
Mm.
If Serbia would have won, I thought they would have gone on and won, beat France.
Yeah.
I expect Team USA to beat France. So that was it. What I said at the beginning of the show, this is going to be a game. Serbia ready. I didn't expect that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Serbia was going to hang around or something.
That's what I was talking about. Like, I thought, you know, they'd be a 6-point USA lead. Well, it actually was at one point. But, like, USA up 6 with 1:10 to go. I didn't think they'd have to come back from the depths of hell.
It was cash till about 4 minutes left in that game.
Man.
Yeah, that was... Whether it was better than the 08 Spain game or not, it was classic.
Mm-hmm.
That was an absolute epic USA game. And I'm excited for Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to play this one because I don't want to leave the family.
Well, just know Jazz is in the chat, so be careful with
because what I was going to say was... I might just stay away from civilization. I think I might do that. They'll probably be back at the house at about 9 or 10 at night. I might just stay away from civilization.
On Sunday?
No, Saturday? On Saturday.
Oh, you're just going the day.
Yeah.
Okay.
I might stay away from civilization.
Okay.
Until somebody walking the trail that we're walking in Yosemite. Oh, Team USA, what a game! Sir, please. Please.
No.
Someone's gonna run up to Kenny. High five! They won! They won!
America!
Hey, how much? I think I want to try to stay away from civilization.
What is happening here? Is this game delayed?
Well, they're trying.
What's going on?
I think they. So you see what time it is, right? It's two. It's 2:00. This game was supposed to start at 9 a.m.
Well, what time did it start?
Probably around 11.
I'm confused. Is the game delayed or are they doing something? Are they just...
They're trying... Yeah, it's raining. It's raining crazy out there and they're trying to, you know, get mud out of there. They're trying not to, like, prolong
Stop
this
the
any,
game. Yeah,
any
yeah,
longer.
Yeah.
And I don't think the Giants... They might not even go back to the East Coast again. So, like, to replay
they get it.
Done. Yeah. They're trying to figure it out. But it was a 9 a.m. first pitch. And it's 2 p.m. here. And
this is an amazing picture. SportsCenter called that man Chef America. And look at, I love photographers, man. Shout out to Ezra Shea. What a shot he got with that one.
Oh, wow.
Steph celebrating with a USA sign, a USA banner right in the background. What an incredible photo.
Oh, man.
Wow. Chef America.
So I'll ask you and everybody else in the Matthews Mattress Chatty House, I'll ask anybody that wants to call in, 916-909-1320. Does this save the possibility of them being the greatest Olympic team of all time? Or are they discounted because they had such a scare? To me, it doesn't. I if they win the gold, I think this might be the best team we've ever had.
How do you...
I just don't think that it is.
How do you compare, like, the Dream Team's dominance against non-NBA guys? Like how do you, like, weigh that to, like, now? It's a lot tougher now for these guys.
I think, for me, the way I'm trying to weigh this is, like, Jordan in 92. Okay, that's peak-ish. It's peak-ish, Jordan. I mean, he's in the midst of winning titles.
I think 92 that's as good as anybody can ever play basketball.
Okay, so you got peak Jordan right there. Mm-hmm. You still got a really, really good Clyde. You might have Pete Clyde Drexler as well.
That's facts.
I don't know where Stockton and Malone are this. You probably have a peaking Charles Barkley.
Mm-hmm. That was peak.
Sure.
Yeah, because he won the MVP the next year.
David Robinson is in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get to Magic, and it's obviously it's a different version of Magic Johnson. Mm-hmm. It's a different version of Larry Bird. John Stockton didn't really play. I don't know how to factor Karl Malone into this. Patrick Ewing, you could argue, was at his peak. Yeah.
Peaking Scotty.
And you got Scotty there, too. Like, you've got a lot of guys who in the
scope. Chris Mullin was at his max.
In the scope of their NBA careers, were the best.
Yeah. I mean, and the thing about it, though, is, like, you say all those guys, but you got Christian Laettner on the roster, right? But it bounces out because then on this one, you've got Jason Tatum. So,
you know. Wow. Wow. You don't have to take this. He's on the phone. He didn't even hear that. That's shameful, dude.
What happened this time?
No. He just compared Christian Laettner to Jason Tatum.
All I know is
I didn't get the joke off.
Tatum still ended with the gold. And you guys get the jokes off. Like I said, one team won the finals in June and 29 others did.
And you know, and everybody knows Tatum is my boy. Yeah, I don't like what's going on. I don't like what's going on. Steve Kerr, like, what are we doing? I don't want to see this. And the interesting thing is, I think France has a similar roster makeup as a Serbia. So, you know, the bigs, we got to have the bigs in there and we're going to need. No, bro, stop. Stop. Jason Tatum needs to play like at least 15 minutes.
Oh, no.
What?
I just looked up to see what your boy was talking about, and I find this tweet very disturbing.
That ain't my boy.
Beat France in France. See you there at NBC Olympics. No.
Yep.
No.
Yep, yes, that's exactly what it'll be. When.
No.
Yep.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Registered what she's... Oh.
We all had to see this coming, though.
Why? No, for what?
They love him.
Sir, aren't you under contract to TNT? Oh, this is terrible. Do not make Draymond Green a part of this broadcast.
Well, I'm glad I'm missing now.
We'll just wait till he retires. That's where he's going.
Do not make...
Catch. I'd rather go on a hike.
Look at Jesse getting the last laugh.
I'd rather go on a hike than listen to that guy.
Oh, this is terrible. This game ain't even been played and it's been ruined.
Rudy Gobert's going to see that, be motivated, and that's going to be why we lose.
All right, let's get Kamara in here, 916-909-1320. What's up, Kamara?
Hey, bro. Listen, my staff was like, why is this man screaming in his office?
hey, you hear that?
Show me the money!
No. Did you hear that, though?
Oh, yeah, you know.
His staff. No, we got you.
No, I see it.
Yeah, no,
I see it.
That's subtle. That's subtle. And you can tell he's in the office. He's got the long table he's got the speakerphone that's in mm-hmm. the... Yeah, mm-hmm. I got you. No, what a game that was, though. What a fourth quarter.
I'm telling you, I was sweating. It felt like a Kings basketball game that way. I was sweating bullets, bro. Mm.
that was crazy. We can let it breathe a little bit. I'm not going to say whether it's better than 08 or not, but I know for a fact that's probably one of the top five Olympic games, maybe top three
Olympic games
I've ever seen.
Yep.
That was insane.
And even the fact, because Bogey and Joker were cooking, and it was just like, I don't care what anybody says, man. Like, I know we got the Dream Team, a special place in our heart, but the Dream Team did not face a Serbia squad like that.
I know.
They have not faced a Serbia squad like that, man. Like, they didn't face a three-time MVP.
Mm.
You know?
I know.
They didn't face the leader of the horde in Bogey. You know, we know Bogey, tournament Bogey, is different. That dude is a different animal.
Yeah.
And so, listen, man, like, I never thought I'd see the day where I'm rooting for Curry. But every time Curry was hitting the three, I was saluting. Like,
yeah.
This brought out patriotism I didn't even know I had.
Man, that's a shoot. Hey, we appreciate you, bro.
Appreciate you.
So, man, Kamara right there. Him and his staff are watching the game. Let's get Ramsey in here, 916-909-1320. What's up, Ramsey?
Just got a couple things about this game. First and foremost, Steph Curry and LeBron James were not going to let them lose today. They just put the team on the back of the fourth quarter and said, write us, we ain't losing. We're not going home with a bronze medal or empty hand. We're going to find a way to win this game some way, somehow. And the other thing that you got to look at in the majority of tournament plays, you always got at least one game that is close if you're going to find a way to win it. There's always at least that one game that's considered that scare game or that close game. And that's the game we got today. We'll see what it looks like on Saturday. Hopefully it's not as close, but we never know.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, Ramsey, as always.
You know, speaking about Saturday, I was ready to dismiss France. I was ready to dismiss them going into this game against Germany. And they play really well today. And they're going to be at home, obviously.
Yep.
That seems to matter a little bit because they feed off that crowd. I'm not as convinced that game is going to be close the way I was this one, but yeah, France. We'll see what they bring to the table. I think France is like a guard, and Fournier's playing really well. But I think they're like the Kings. They need a wing. If they get a wing, then it's serious business. But it's one game. It's one game. They're going to be locked in.
Let's get Manny's thoughts on this. 916-909-1320. What's up, Manny?
Now, we're going to stop this nonsense of them being better than the 92 team. We always talk about play who's in front of you, play who's in front of you, play who's in front of you. They can't go back. You can't take that team and transport them to the current climate and have them play Serbia, right? They played who they played. They blew everybody out.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
They intimidated everybody. That's what it was. But even if you took a game like today, we saw how Steph carried that team and kept them in it. You don't think Jordan's doing that? You don't think Jordan's going to sit there and take over and drop 50 on them? You don't think they got anybody out there that has the skill level of a David Robinson inside and out? Ewing banging down low? Come on, man. Like, I get it's a fun comparison, but look, man, they were down 17. That's just what it is. And if you're going to take the two teams and compare them and keep them in their eras, because that's all you can do, you never saw the Dream Team down like that. Well, they didn't have to come back.
That's disingenuous, and that's not fair, because they – Dream Team didn't play anybody. Like, Serbia would beat the brakes off everyone that Dream Team played. Well, but, Manny, I know we got to take a break, right? We're taking a break?
Yeah.
I'll come back, and I'll talk about that. And just like things in general, like that situation.
I guess that concludes Callers Gone Wild. Will Z joins us. We'll talk more USA basketball. We'll talk Kings basketball as well here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
We got Will Z set to join us in just a little bit here on D-Lo and KC after we try to calm down after that all-time exhilarating game in the semifinals of the men's basketball Olympic tournament. And we were talking about, Manny was on the line before we went to break, and he talked about how, you know, that it's ridiculous to compare, you know, the 92 team with this team or whatever. 92 would have never had this type of situation, you know, whatever the case may be. I still say it's 92. I still say it's 92, right, as the best team. But I think it's crazy, and Manny does this a lot, like we said, with hip-hop and with sports, where his time, there was nothing better. There will never be anything better. There's a lot of people who do that. And I understand it to a certain degree. Hell, you can make the argument I'm still doing it with Michael Jordan. But, like, even with Mike and LeBron, I'm going to listen to an argument. I'm going to be like, yo, I don't know. Like, it's close, or I'm going to listen to it, or I'll tell you, I'm just biased at the end of the day. I'll go with Michael Jordan. But the fact that it's just ridiculous to even think that this team is on the same level of 92, that's something I vehemently do not agree with. Like, that is, you're not being real with yourself, TC, at that point, if you just think this ain't even a discussion.
Let's bring in our man Will Z of SI. Will, how much fun was that game for you to watch?
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, I'm always down for, especially afternoon basketball. Like, I love when, as I'm working, just get to watch basketball, and it's great.
Yeah. Is that an Aces
great
shirt?
Game by
yeah,
the...
yeah.
That's Aces. Yeah.
That's now a throwback, okay. Aces, because mm-hmm. they got rid of the red.
No, I miss the red. But yeah, gotta get some W merch as well. Support in as many ways as possible.
I like it.
But great game to watch. Great comeback. Steph, Joel, Kenny, I'm sorry. Had a great game.
What you apologizing to me for?
Because you hate Joel Embiid.
That ain't true at all.
Oh, we know you do.
That ain't true at all.
You don't have to lie to us.
I got love for Joel. Why would I hate Joel Embiid?
That's a great question.
I hate Joel Embiid.
I don't know.
Trista doesn't like Joel Embiid.
Oh, Trista.
That's true.
That's now. That's what you call somebody not liking Joel Embiid. I don't have no problem with Joel. I like Joel.
That's true. And I, you know what I hate? I was thinking about this. I really do hate that we know what it's like to be a Warriors fan now. Just to see that man with the ball in his hands and knowing you got a chance.
Yeah.
Just knowing no matter the situation, as long as you got Steph Curry on the floor, you've got a chance. What, I hate that.
I understand. What a performance by him, though.
Oof,
man.
Lord.
I mean, and remember, not to Barry Horowitz pat myself on the back, but B-Lo and JC in Serbia, I guarantee you what they're going to talk about in the morning is we couldn't get away. Yeah. Every time we got to 12, that man, number four, I guess is his number. That's his number on USA, right? Number four? I think so.
Number one.
Man, number four, Steph Curry, would always find a way to not let it get too far out of hand, starting with what happened in the first quarter. Well, yeah, 17 in the first quarter?
He had 14 in the first 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if that's why everyone else had trouble scoring, is Steph got going, but no one else had the looks. I don't know.
Well, there was a point where they kind of started deferring to him too.
Yeah.
And then it kind of, all right, settle down here a little bit. And no one could score. LeBron started making some things happen. Joel started to making some things happen in the second quarter. And then it just went back to those three. Mm-hmm. And then KD got some shots to fall. And that felt like the ultimate game changer.
Yeah.
And they finally got out in transition in the last minutes of the fourth.
Yeah.
I thought it was a slow game, which always, I think, favors Jokic. Mm-hmm. And I thought them kind of getting out and running, getting some stops finally, really helped them finish it out.
Chef America and Le Captain America.
Le Captain America. Shout out to Ramsey. I think we can all look at it like this, right? He says, 4 greater than 30. That's all shoot. Agree.
There you go.
4 greater than 30. We like that. Oh, man.
And still Will was somehow digging like USA stats. During the quarter breaks.
ESPN
tough.
Has a pretty good box score.
It just doesn't include minutes.
But... Well, and it's, no. I mean, if you know where you're going, you can get to it. But it's kind of hard to find.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You do have a little bit of work to do. And Will, you've been cooking over there at SI now that you're a member of the national media. Over there with Sports Illustrated. I'm old school. I still call it Sports Illustrated.
As you should.
What have you been writing about the last few days as things have gotten excessively slow across the association?
Yeah.
Outside, of course, the Lauri Markkanen deal that most of us thought was going to happen anyways.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been fun. I started doing a mailbag series where just getting questions from social media. So if you have any questions, find that tweet or thread and ask away. One that I looked into was about Keegan and kind of what to expect from him in year three. The question was, how can Keegan have kind of a bounce back year on offense, and what can he do to continue to evolve on the offensive side? So I did a deep dive into just comparing all of his numbers. I've been throwing out those graphics for just like the free agent targets and trade targets. So I did a side-by-side on Keegan's rookie year and sophomore season, and some really interesting stuff. I didn't, even looking at the numbers so much last year, it's really impressive how many areas that Keegan improved in, because nothing is a huge jump. It's just a lot of incremental improvement, which is great to see, because he's improving his all-around game. He improved on offense. He improved on defense. His three-point shooting kind of took a step back. But if he can combine those first two seasons, then I think we could see maybe not a huge jump from him just because of how this team is constructed, but him becoming a really well-rounded player that could win you a game if he gets going on any night.
Looking through those numbers, I mean, I know maybe there's like some in-depth numbers that that he probably didn't improve on. But was the three-point field goal percentage, was that the only thing that really went down? Everything else went up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Three-point percentage, 41.1% in his rookie year, 35.8% in the sophomore season. but his 2-point percentage, I break it down by splits. Restricted area, 63.3 rookie year, 70.5 in the second year. The floater area, 39.1 to 53.6. And then mid-range, 35.6 to 40.0. And you see not only the efficiency going up, but his total attempts there going up as well. So an example is from the mid-range, he made 16 of 45 total his rookie season. He made 54 total in his sophomore season. So took 45 the first year, made 54 the second year. And that's just something where I'm really excited to see him with DeRozan, because like we've talked about before, DeRozan kind of teaching him even more on how to work in that mid-range. We should see that continued growth from the three levels of scoring for Keegan.
You think there's more pressure or less pressure on Keegan with the acquisition of DeMar DeRozan?
I think less, especially this year. Maybe still the same for the next few years. I think he's still the biggest X factor going forward.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But next year alone, I think he could be a very functional player if all he does is play defense and make threes. And that would be asking so much less of what we went into, especially last season.
Hit threes and play defense.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what
the defense, to throw a few more numbers, like, again, went up all over the board. Deflections up from 1.3 to 1.6. His defended field goal percentage down from 3.1 to 1.3. You want negative numbers in that stat. And same for defensive on-off net rating, 5.6 to 1.0. So the Kings went from being a better defensive team with him off the court to about the same with him on or off. And that's with him taking tougher assignments. So even though those numbers are still positive, I view them better knowing the details of who he was guarding.
I don't know if you just looked at just Keegan Murray or you took a look at everybody. Is he the only one that kind of went up on all the stats? I'm trying to recall right now off the top of my head, and maybe you could help me, but did everybody across the board have a little less of a year than they had the year before, or was that just Harrison and Herter and everybody else went up?
I haven't looked into the whole team. I should. That's a good idea. Maybe I'll just keep doing every player on the roster and make my way down the list, because it's the middle of the offseason and there's nothing else to do. But it feels like
you can watch games with us. That's what we do here.
It was great. Like, honestly, watching that with you guys, I had the TV just on low volume and it was fantastic. Great viewing experience.
Yeah, watch it with low volume on Saturday too.
Well, if what we just read is true, we'll watch it with no volume on Saturday. Nobody want to hear Draymond Green while we're trying to win a gold medal.
Oh, bummer.
Somebody cancel this flight.
I think that just the feeling is that there was a lot of like little drops throughout the roster. Another one that stood out just off the top of my head is Fox finishing inside. I know he finished at like a 76% clip in the restricted area 2 years ago, and that was down to like 65. Those are just off the top of the head numbers, but that's a big drop, and just the drop in 3-point percentage from Herter. So I think just little things from the roster as a whole went down a little bit throughout the year.
It's not just mailbag questions you're taking. You're still writing about potential free agent options for Sacramento. Who'd you write about this week?
Seti Osman, who is surprisingly still available. I think one of the top few free agents left out there. Again, he's 6'7 with a 6'11 wingspan. The Kings, if there's one fault to their offseason that really stands out, other than the Mike Brown extension, it's the lack of addressing the size issue. And if you can get in someone like Osman, who is an end of the bench guy, that's the type of moves that we're usually seeing around now. And essentially, in my mind, you replace Kessler Edwards with Osman. You're going from a fringe NBA player, that's no disrespect to Kessler, but from a fringe rotational player to someone who started over 160 games and is a proven role player in this league, is just the type of depth that at this point of the offseason, I think, is really hard to find. He isn't going to like blow you away with stats, but he finishes inside. He is a good three-point shooter, 38.9% from three. And I think he can just get the job done on defense. You're not going to have him in there long enough where he is affecting you negatively on the defensive side of the ball. And if he is, you just take him out. Like, that's the type of move I think that would really open things up for the possibility of rotations and rosters. It's probably hard to do because he's, I don't know if he would go for the minimum. And I think that's about all the Kings have left, but it's worth at least thinking about.
I mean, he probably wouldn't want to go for the minimum, but I mean, what's going on out there right now?
Knocking down your door.
Yeah. So yep. I like that. I like that idea of him. I like his game. And I like that fit. Like, you're not really asking him to come in there and be the super sub or anything else like that. You're asking him to, when you do get the minutes, be ready to go, knock down some open shots, and just compete at a high level. And I think that's something that he can do. I like that idea, Will.
Yeah. And he was on the Cavs 2 years ago and was a actually plus defender there too. So it's hard to look at players on like the Spurs, the numbers. You always have to do it with a grain of salt when looking at just teams that are bad. So just to add a little more context to his defensive capabilities.
It'll be interesting to see how all this shakes out before camp. What the roster looks like going into camp, and then more importantly, most importantly, what it looks like when camp ends. Because there's a lot of like, okay, you know, Orlando, he's in Boogie, and you look at guys, oh, two-way spots and all this stuff. It's like, okay, is there another move, even when we're talking, you know, 11th, 12th guy, is there another role for like, this is an NBA player to be made?
I'm trying to remember, when did they sign JaVale McGee? Because that was late last year.
I want to say it was around this time.
Yeah. When we thought we were going to have the battle between Nerlens Noel and...
That's right.
Keita still?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they signed
I forgot JaVale came after Nerlens Noel.
Yeah, JaVale was really... Because I feel like he got released late by Dallas. He got released like maybe
Yeah, might have happened. Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, JaVale's out.
Pulling up the...
It's like a couple weeks. And then he signed with the Kings.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's a good call. I forgot about that.
Hell, Will, write an article saying what it would take to get Bogey. get him
I
back
would love second. Bogey on
the I don't know. I don't know. Are we sure FIBA Bogey and NBA Bogey is the same? Big crowd there in the nation's capital.
Well, you know, standing room only. Standing room only.
What sort of COVID crowd is this? Holy crap.
One, the Nationals are awful. Second of all, I guess it's a monsoon
well, it's pouring rain. Yeah. There were more people watching the game in Jesse's studio than there are watching this game at Nationals Park. Oh, my goodness.
Standing room only there at Nationals Park.
That is spectacular.
I think it's still raining. So is it still raining?
I think they just get through this game. One out away from is this the game? Do they go above 500 with this one?
It is, yeah. They get a win.
Well, here comes a five-run home run then.
Well, I found out they gave up a three-run home run the ninth to tie it. So.
Oh, goodness. But, great stuff, Will. We appreciate you as always. We're following along. We're happy we can have you on the show before SI starts charging us for you. So that's really good stuff.
I appreciate it. Was that Kenny?
I said, or banning him from coming on. You know,
well, that's happened a time or two.
And just to close the gap on it, JaVale McGee signed September 2nd of last year.
Oh, wow.
That was really game late. Four of the season.
We had played the Warriors six times by then.
Yeah.
Wow. I knew it. Wow. Goodness gracious. All right. Good call. All right. So we got another month before big signing comes.
Here we go.
Appreciate you, Will. Thank you, my man.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
That's our buddy, Will Z. Will Z will be here, by the way, for our 1,000th episode.
Oh, man, that show is shaping up, man. It's shaping up.
It is, man. It's going to be it's going to be something, man. We're working on a few things for the 21st. We are. I'm going to be nice and say we're running out of spots. Here's the good news. Like, even if we shut the list down, and we're getting really, 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 really close to doing that, live show September 9th.
Oh, yeah.
Sky River Casino.
Will Brandon Ayuk be playing for the Niners in that game?
Yep.
You see, I went down to 75%.
Yeah, so I got that. That's you don't have that Steph Curry confidence yet in bringing back up.
Yeah, no. Giants
win. Above 500.
Game over 500.
Boy,
let's
what
go.
A day it's been.
Let's go.
America wins and the Giants win.
Yeah, man. When America wins, when the Giants win, America wins. That's how it should be. Let's go.
Okay, pal.
Let's go. Yeah.
So
vamos, right. Gigantes.
Well, all right. Now I don't know what to do. What? Water polo?
You want to talk about the Eagles?
Oh, that's good. You know what I do want to do? You know what we should talk about is Kevin Durant.
Mm.
Kevin Durant, he became the all-time leading scorer for USA basketball earlier this Olympic tournament. And this game, I think, is and rightfully so. It's the focus is going to be Steph Curry. And then the second focus will be LeBron James. And that's all perfectly fair. I haven't seen one Joel Embiid tweet, by the way. Not one. But Kevin Durant didn't have the, you know, incredible performance that he had in the first game against Serbia. But, man, I think he was a game changer in that fourth quarter for him. Because they couldn't get anyone outside of those three guys to hit shots. And when he did, that changed everything.
I don't know if you can look this up because it is kind of difficult, but I believe I think he had 9 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be able to get that here.
He hit a mid-ranger, elbow extended. I remember you talking about that. He hit a little fall away.
Yeah.
He hit the game winner, and then he had the 3 that ended up being the 6-point possession.
KD made 3. So Katie made jumper. That's 5.
Yeah, 9 to 11, I think, in that fourth quarter.
If he got 9, we just saw Kenny's like memory recall work in live time right now.
Katie made jumper. I also don't think he missed a shot. I got him at 7.
Mm.
I think he
missed
ended
one because I remember the defense. He took a tough shot with like 3 guys over him, and he missed it. And I think we got offensive rebound.
Okay,
so he missed at least 1.
Okay, I think I got him at 7.
Mm.
I'll scan some more just to make sure I'm not ruining your LeBron James press conference recall here.
Ramsey says 9.
Yeah, 9, because he had one. He dribbled into the free throw line, going to his right, hit it. He had a fall away going to his left. He had the game winner and then the 3-pointer.
Okay, then I can't find it. I got him at 5. Mm. I can't find the. I must just be scrolling past one and missing it.
Man, but the whole original point though was, I mean. He couldn't buy a bucket earlier.
Right.
But when the chips were down,
yeah,
he showed up in a major way.
Yeah.
Major way.
Yeah, and it speaks to, I just think he's, I think he's underappreciated in the league because he went to the Warriors. And I'll always find that stupid. I've never had a problem with Kevin Durant going to the Warriors. I don't think it discredits Kevin Durant's career at all. I don't think it's discredited his accomplishments at all.
When they talk about KD, how often do you hear them talk about the fact that he's an NBA champion? Like, they don't.
Almost never.
They don't. They discredit that. They talk about it like he does not get referred to as a champion at all.
And as great as Steph Curry was and is, Kevin Durant was the best player on that basketball team.
I agree with you. I think one of the reasons why we don't hear as much about Kevin Durant, some of it is that for sure, but he just hasn't, like the uncomfortable truth about it is outside of the Warriors or since the Warriors, he just hadn't been around,
mm-hmm.
whether it's health or even think about the playoffs. Like, has he made a conference final since he left Golden State? I don't think he has.
No, his foot's too big.
Yeah. And I don't – he's gotten to the second round.
Boy, what a different conversation this would all be.
Really?
We're talking this much space on that 3-point shot against Milwaukee.
Didn't he do enough already, though? I'm not saying like that's what KC is saying. That's what general NBA people say. But, like, didn't he do enough? He went to the finals with the Thunder. He's got rings. He's top 10 all-time in scoring.
I feel like he has.
Not saying that we don't think he has, but just – talking for those who don't. Like, I feel like he's done enough already, like, even after the war, even like after the Warriors.
I think he has, but what was the Warriors? That was 19. For the better part of, well, we're in 24 now, like 5 or 6 years, he's been kind of out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, like, but guys,
he's either,
like,
been hurt or his teams aren't good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, there's the, like,
but that doesn't eliminate thing, his guess, entire but. Career.
No, he's still great, but I'm talking, when you talk about why, like, people underappreciate him or don't talk about him, he's not on the stage. Like, he's just not there. Like, it doesn't, I think we all think he's great. Like, everybody thinks he's unbelievable. But when you talk about, like, getting talked about in the same breath as Steph and LeBron right now, I just think that doesn't happen because he hasn't been there as of late.
Has it been the ones around them that let him down? Or is it more so KD is the reason why he hasn't been able to get there?
I don't think it's KD is the reason. I mean, like,
not putting it all on him, but more so like, you're the bus driver, how Charles Barkley puts it or whatever. He was supposed to lead them and he didn't. Or was it like Kyrie, like that Brooklyn thing or whatever. That was always funky.
Yeah, I mean, he's been hurt a lot as part of it. I mean, again, his shoe was a smidge bit too big on that three-point shot. Was that the Harden game also? Or was that a different game? The Harden hamstring game?
Harden did that three times. So that's one of them. Harden came back in that game 5, and that's when he played like 49. That's when KD lost his mind in game 5. And then Harden just did that for the rest of the
series. So it was that series.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I was getting at. Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like KD is always talked about like in a real sideways nature.
What could like KD have done differently this year? This year he played the games. He played great. We're like, oh, wow, KD, like, he stepped up. He's back a little bit or whatever. Like he did his thing. It's just – that's just the way it falls, I guess.
I have no idea what he could – like, this is a lot of, like, media stuff, too. Like, I don't know why people thought that Phoenix Suns team was winning the championship.
Yeah.
I felt like we were the jackasses for saying, I don't think they're good enough.
Right.
Everyone's talking about, oh, no, watch out for Phoenix. Like, what? Based on what? And I have the same feelings going into next year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't give me that watch out for Phoenix stuff. I can give me that watch out for KD stuff.
Right.
But I need to see Book, and I need to see Brad.
Right.
And I need to see somebody else play right. Then you get my attention. But right now, give me 70 games of Kevin Durant again, and I'll be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Just as a basketball fan.
It's just one of, like, I think everybody here right now, we all love KD. I got KD is top 10 player.
He's top 10 all time for me.
Yeah, absolutely. I love him. So this isn't, I think I can separate the two, but how can we talk about how great you are when you're getting bounced in the first round all the time?
He's won 2 titles. He took the Oklahoma City Thunder to the finals.
As of recently. When he was in Golden State.
But that doesn't mean he's not great anymore.
No, but you talk about, like, why aren't people talking about his greatness, or they just kind of, he's underappreciated. Yeah, he's great, but in the last 5 years, like, how many times do we had the opportunity to be like, man, KD is great, like, he's unbelievable?
So
he just hadn't given us the opportunity.
So let me ask you this, is Kevin Durant not good anymore?
He's great, but when after they got swept against Minnesota, we gonna come in here the next day and be like, KD is phenomenal? No, I'm just saying, what he did in the first game of the Olympics, they win, he goes crazy. That gives us an opportunity to talk about how great he is. How many times has his team won and he's gone crazy in the last 5 years that we've had an opportunity to talk about how great he is?
I don't know if it's necessarily that or just we kind of missed the mark as far as when he solidified himself, as far as like this part of his career is just extra now. Like, he's done it all, the titles and stuff. Maybe with the Warriors, like, we all kind of disregarded that, but that was his time. It's like, all right, this dude is all-time great. Like, he's solidified, he's stamped. Like, mm-hmm. Whatever happens, or whatever. Like, I feel like maybe that might be the case,
too. I just find it funny when people pick and choose when titles matter. Oh, you got to have titles. Okay, KD got them. Not those, though. Those don't count.
Mm. Oh, they count. They for sure count, but...
Not
they...
in this conversation.
Because I get the last few years stuff, but I don't think that really holds as much weight as his accomplishments and everything he's already done.
Not at all. I mean, and he's when he's able to play, to your earlier point, it's not his fault they're losing.
Yeah.
He's doing his job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's others around him or situational or whatever the case may be. It's not to me at least. It's not a knock on him that they can't succeed. It's just kind of what's happening. Like, De'Aaron Fox is unbelievable. We can't talk about how great he is this year because he didn't make the playoffs. Like, when can we win this year in the postseason? Have we been able to say how great De'Aaron is? You got to be there for people can have those conversations about you.
We'll come back. Matt George joins us in about 30 minutes in the USA advances to the gold medal game on Saturday against France. We'll talk more about that. It's Stilo Mukasey here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Someone said Steve Kerr out there committing treason. That's the one thing about this win is it's not bailing out Steve Kerr, like, at all.
Iron Sheik, 97 Bret Hart, and Steve Kerr.
Yeah, he's catching the smoke for sure. He's catching all the smoke today. Let's get to our man, E-Biz, 916-909-1320. E-Biz, what's happening?
What's up, fam? All right, man, I want to ask you this. I want to ask Jesse. Mm-hmm. I don't see Kenny. I'm looking at the TV. But so I want to know, who do you guys think Tatum should play for? And I really feel that KD took Tatum's minutes. That's why. So I'd like to hear what you guys have to say about that.
When you say who he should play for, you mean what player should he take out of the rotation?
Yeah, because, like, I've been thinking about that, like, every time I watch it, and I'm like, who can he take out? Because Derek White is perfect to have in. And, you know, obviously he's not going to be the guard. And I was like, I've really been thinking about it, you guys, and I just wanted to hear from you guys what you guys feel, because I've been like, I don't see how people can get mad at her.
It's easy, and we'll just go back to what we were doing when the game was on. Steve Kerr was coaching on, like, a clock and, like, a formulated game plan, and he wasn't coaching on the feel of the game. Mm-hmm. I know it's your guy. It's my guy. Anthony Edwards wasn't working today. Mm-hmm. You could have tried Tatum there. Derek White was fine. Like, I don't know that Derek White did anything, like, impactful of the game. You could have tried him there. Mm-hmm. You could have tried him in 10 different places, especially today, because it seems to be Serbia. There is something with Serbia that Steve Kerr doesn't think Jason Tatum works with. Mm-hmm. Well, the fact is, nothing you were doing today worked except for LeBron James, Joel Embiid, and Steph Curry. You made the same stupid-ass mistake twice, and the same result happened. Serbia blew up their lead when you went with that stupid Bam Anthony Davis lineup and all those. It was almost like a full line change, mm-hmm. which we talk about that with the Kings all of the time when, you know, we talk about guys off the bench and their impact and where's the scoring going to come from, as if all of a sudden all of the starters are going to be off the floor at the same time. Kerr actually did that, mm-hmm. and it was a disaster, and then he ran it back, mm-hmm. instead of, like, you know what, that didn't work. I'm going to try something else. Nah, let's just do this again. And so it's not a matter of, oh, take this person out of the rotation, take this person out of the rotation. It's like, we can't get buckets. That was a huge, huge problem in the first half. It was a huge problem in the third quarter. We can't get buckets. Put Jason Tatum in there. Maybe he can get us some buckets.
Well, the thing is, too, like, I don't necessarily buy the reason that, like, oh, KD's got his spot. And it's just, like, Tatum can't play the four because KD's there, whatever. Like, Tatum is versatile. Like, Tatum doesn't just play the four for the Celtics. And maybe it's just a Team USA thing where they play a certain way or whatever. He can run the floor if he needs to. He can play the five if he needs to. He's versatile. He can guard the perimeter, whatever you need him to do. So I just don't – that's why, like, even today, like, Anthony Edwards wasn't playing well. Maybe you could have subbed him in for him or threw him in for Derek White. But it's just – I don't think you can just lock him in. Like, he's versatile enough to where he's not going to hurt you, I don't think.
That's right.
And I don't mean this because he hasn't played bad or anything like that. It's not – a knock on him, but it's easy. It's Derek White. Like, you sub him in for Derek White. You get his minutes. You give Tatum the first right to those minutes. If it's not working out, then that's what you got a Derek White for. Like, I don't really like what I'm seeing here. No, we'll go to Derek White. Mm-hmm. But Tatum should always get the first right to get those minutes and to continue that play. And that, I don't, like I said, it's nothing Derek White did or didn't do or anything like that. He's perfectly fine in his role, but if you're asking, Jason Tatum should be getting those minutes. We were watching the game, and I think Derek White had played the last 2.5 minutes of the first quarter. They were down 14 or 11 or something like that, and it's not, once again, it's not Derek White's fault But you start the second quarter, that's when you go to Tatum real quick. Mm-hmm. See if you can get a different look. See if you can, you know, catch fire with him on the offensive end. Maybe, and he's not just like a zero on the defensive end. He'll play some type of defense. So there's little spots here and there. And I just, I don't know. I'm not sure why he's just hell-bent on that matchup. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens with France, because the one thing that they talked about after the first Serbia game, which, to be honest with you, you talk about defensive matchups and all this other stuff, they didn't really stop Serbia. And they just shot the ball amazingly. Mm-hmm. It's like they made 18-3. The USA made 18-3s or whatever the case may be. Serbia was still getting buckets. But after that first game, they said, okay, Joel's not playing against South Sudan, and the matchups for a little bit more for what we want to do with Tatum, because they got a lot of wings and all this other stuff. I don't think France has a lot of wings. France is more resembles Serbia, so in my opinion. Mm-hmm. So is Tatum out of the rotation again, if that's how you're playing this thing?
Man.
Like, I don't know what he thinks of rotational-wise going up against France.
Tatum's just not a player to me. You can like, can get schemed out of a game where you just don't play him. He's not. I just it doesn't make sense to me.
I might watch this game again because I'm assuming NBC is airing it tonight.
Have it on the list.
I might watch it again. Oh, they didn't.
No.
Oh, okay.
It was some track and field stuff, but who put that up there?
I'm not sure.
I don't even.
They need to do better. That's not.
That's NBC's attempt to be TNT.
Yeah, it's a bad. This is a bad look for.
It's for all those on the radio.
Yeah.
They on the NBC broadcast, they show. You know, sometimes on Inside the NBA, they'll make fun of Chuck or whatever, and the fans will have a tweet and they'll play it up there and they'll get a good laugh at it. NBC put a tweet of somebody with LeBron and Curry, you know, celebrating with each other, and I don't know, two trees in the forest, and was like, look.
A painting.
It's like, look, this is the same thing. No, what?
No, it was an old painting. It was a two trees in a forest.
They had two dolphins swimming somewhere, and was like, look. Oh, look what they're doing on Instagram.
Oh, no.
No.
Well, got to work out the bugs before the NBA gets here.
They got a year to fix this.
Let's get our man Mitch in here. Mitch, what's going on, buddy?
How's it going, Damon, Casey? How are things?
Good, man. Good. Hey, Mitch, before you get to your point, I just want to know, you know, I gotta talk about this because this is getting kind of dicey. The Dodgers might not even win the division, bro. They 2.5 up. The almighty Dodgers, they got Ohtani. Everything's supposed to end. They might even win the division.
Oh, I thought you would plead the fifth with me or plead, you don't know anything. Yeah, it's a possibility. You're rooting for the party, yeah? It's always the California team.
No, I'm just an observer. Just an observer, Mitch. That's all. I'm just an observer.
That bottom half of that lineup for the Dodgers, they could be playing for your Giants. I guess your Giants are going for last
That's
place.
Uncalled for.
are they tanking? Is there a Mike Trout come out in this year's draft upcoming? No. Or straight to the majors?
No, well, we're not playing for last place because the Rockies are in our division, so don't worry about that. We're only 8 games back, too, by the way.
Possibly. There's hope. There's a slimmer of hope for the Giants.
What's on your mind, Mitch?
Are these Olympics, you guys really sweating out? Why isn't DeAndre Fox on the Olympics team? And I've been loving the swimming and the track and field has been great. That's been the best part. The best part of the Olympics has mm-hmm. been those track events.
I love Wait, who should be too. On the Team USA, Mitch?
Well, I'll see. If they pay, now you get paid, right?
No, which player did you say should be on Team USA?
Oh, DeAndre Fox.
No. Okay, thank you, Mitch.
Love you, Mitch.
Yeah. I'm not sure why DeAndre Fox isn't on the Olympic team, to be honest with you.
Might not be eligible.
Might not be.
The second time, it was like a different. It was like DeAndre. He almost.
To be fair now, I believe Charles Barkley once also referred to De'Aaron Fox as DeAndre.
Be your own people.
I think Chuck might have been a few into his golf round that day, but Yeah, DeAndre Fox didn't make the Olympic team.
Probably never will.
All right.
Oh man, shout out to Mitch.
If you just let Mitch there long, he's going to give you something.
Because at first it was a strong DeAndre Fox.
And oh yeah, no, that was
the second time he was kind of.
It was definitive.
Like, DeAndre Fox.
No, it was definitive.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, "What happens when you compare Bob's to the competition?" You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.